The St. John's Riverkeeper is advising the organizer of an opposition campaign against the proposed rezoning of two parcels of timberland on Jacksonville's south side, which could allow for development in an area filled with wetlands. Donna Heron is driving Riverkeeper Lisa Reinemann and Advocacy Director Shannon Blankenship through Sweetwater, a south side neighborhood adjacent to the 8.5-mile stretch of land.
So these are some of the homes that would have gotten the notices because they're within 350 feet of the development.
Even if the rezoning is approved, developers wouldn't be allowed to build on the wetlands. But Reinemann worries about development near them.
When you lose wetlands, not only do you lose flood protection, you lose all of the filtration they provide and habitat.
Wetlands even trap carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas behind climate change. Blankenship says developing in environmentally beneficial spaces like these runs counter to the city's recent efforts to defend itself against sea level rise and future storms.
These decisions are being made in silos about where development can occur, how much land will be lost, outside of the decisions being made about how to invest in becoming more resilient.
City Councilman Danny Becton, who represents the area, recently told residents Jacksonville needs new housing in areas like this because of a rapidly growing population. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.